From London, England, I'm Harry Shearer, welcoming you to this edition of the show, which is being recorded about 4 days before you hear it, because I'm off traveling to some place where the internet is even less reliable, possibly, than in my home of New Orleans. So just to be on the safe side, this is a, as they like to say in the broadcasting industry, a pre-recorded broadcast. You know, you can't post-record. Well, you could. I'm not even going to go there. But here's where I am going to go, to that smart house.
Very smart house.
Well, your house was about to get smarter in the kids' room, and that's not going to happen. Mattel, the giant toy enterprise, said this week it's not going to move forward with plans to sell a kid-focused smart hub. New executives decided it didn't fully align with Mattel's new technology strategy. Children's health and privacy advocates petitioned the toy giant not to release the device, which they argued gave the firm an unprecedented look into the private lives of children. What do we tell the children? Speaking to the microphone. In a statement, Mattel said it had decided not to take the product to market after a new chief technology officer, Sven Gergetz, joined the company a couple months ago. He reviewed the product and decided not to bring Aristotle to the marketplace as part of an ongoing effort to deliver the best possible connected product experience to the consumer. Aristotle was designed for the child's room. It could switch on a nightlight to soothe the crying baby. I don't think it could place the pacifier in the baby's mouth. It was also designed to keep changing its activities to the point where it could help a preteen with homework. Along the way, the device would be learning about the child. Objections were twofold. For one, the existence of a home hub for kids raised questions about data privacy for a vulnerable population, not like us grown-ups. We can take care of our own privacy, can't we? Huh? What? What'd you say? It also triggered broader concerns about how quickly companies are marketing products to parents without understanding how technology can affect early childhood development. Yeah, but it keeps...